y'all doing? Are you blessed? Hallelujah. I like that song. It's a good confession. Amen. You know, the term word of faith was not just coined in the 70s and 80s. It's in the Bible, amen. And it's something that we hold to. And if you don't have the word of faith, what kind of word do you have? You know, people used to say, oh, you're one of those faith people. Well, what would you rather be? If you're not a faith person, what kind of person are you? Or you're one of those joy people. Well, I'm sorry. You want me to be a sad person? But amen, we've got the word of faith. It's alive on the inside of us. It's been imparted to us. We didn't just receive it out of thin air, but it's been imparted by men and women that have given their lives and sacrificed so you can believe God to get out of where you are. Amen. You wouldn't know about it. I wouldn't know about it if it hadn't have been for those before us. Amen. But we can know a whole lot just by listening and receiving what they've given to us and taking that and walking it. Amen. That's how you go from glory to glory, is you don't reinvent the wheel every time something goes wrong, but you take the word of faith. So we've got it. Amen. This morning, stand with me. Hallelujah. Now, if you've got faith on the inside and it's working for you, you ought to expect something good to happen. Amen. It deals with the unseen realm. And we had the TV on this morning, and Pastor Hilliard's wife, I can't remember her first name, Mrs. She was preaching.
Richard Hilliard.
Yes, thank you.
Dr. Richard Hilliard.
She was talking about the unseen. And she talked about Thomas and believing without seeing. You know, it is possible to believe. Not only just to believe, but to know about something. Just because you can't sense it with your five senses. She used the analogy that you've got a home, right? You live somewhere, and now you don't see it right now. You can't feel it. You can't smell it. But when you leave here, you know it's going to be there. It better be there. Amen? Amen? It'd be a lot harder to believe that it's not there than to just believe that that house is right there where you left it. Amen? We have a home, too. Amen. No, we're not there right now. We can access it in the supernatural. But we have a home, and we're going to go back to it. And we know it's there. We don't always see it, but we know it exists. We don't just hope it. We don't just believe it, but we know it. Amen. Amen. Now, if you believe you have a heavenly Father who wants to give you good gifts, you may not have seen it yet. But you better know it, amen? Because if you don't know it, you won't see it. Jesus said, blessed is he who believes and has not seen, amen? If you believe without seeing, you will see, amen? Amen? Praise God. So if you believe with me, lift your offerings, lift your seed to the Lord, and praise him for it. Now, when you give, you're giving into a realm that you can't see. And what's so great about giving is money is tangible, right? It's a physical property. I mean, you can feel it, you can use it, you can smell it. Amen. It's there right in front of your face. And you are using something physical to deposit in a spiritual realm. And that right there just confuses so many people. It just blows your mind thinking about it. That's why we don't think about it too much. Amen. But you are actually using a physical action to deposit something spiritually that will not only in return bless you spiritually, but it will bless you physically. Amen? So if you believe that you're doing that in faith, just bless God with your seed. Amen? You're not just giving out of obligation or out of guilt or because someone talked you into it. But no, this is your faith at work, your obedience at work. You're taking God at his word. Amen. You're accessing that unseen realm, and you're doing something today. Amen. Lord, we thank you, Father, this morning for that word of faith that you've given us. We thank you, Father, that by your Son we have access to all the good things that you have, Father, in the supernatural realm. So today, we make a deposit into the kingdom of God, Father. We make a deposit into your kingdom, into your work, into that unseen realm right now. We make an investment, Father, and I thank you that for those of us that believe this morning, you have a supernatural and natural blessing for us, Father. I thank you that you have good things for us. I thank you that you withhold no good thing from us. Everything that we've desired when we pray, when we believe it, that we receive it, we'll have it. So, Father, we believe right now for every desire, every last desire, not just the needs, but the desires that are from you. All the dreams, even from childhood, that we've hoped for and believed for, Father, we receive them right now in Jesus' name. We just make a transaction right now into the spiritual, and we reap from it, Father, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord. You've already done it, and we give you the glory and the honor in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, you may sow.
That's good. I like that, Brother Jesse. Thank God. I lead cups up here sometime, and I got to be really careful how I do this. I might pick up the two-day-old cup. Amen. And you only know when y'all see me look funny if I put my lip here. Cold, but it's not that cold, so it's this week. Somebody say hallelujah. One time I had a partner
we were doing business together, and we had to go out and travel, and we were on the road. And this partner had some quirky habits. You know, when you hang around people for a long time, you get real free around each other, right? You know, there's some partners you can fun people that you can be around. Amen. You can pick your nose. They would never even say a word, right? Amen. You get close with some of them, they'll let you pick your nose. Amen. Hey, oh, come on now. But this partner was a trip. Brother Bill, I'm going to tell on him. I used to love to drink coffee, and I would sit my coffee cup right there in the middle of the dashboard in a little cup holder. And I could drink the same cup of coffee just about all day long. Cold or hot, I'd just drink it. This dude had the nerve. You know, we didn't have a trash bag in the car or in the van. And so I'd leave my little coffee cup up there. This boy cleaned his ears with a Q-tip. Amen. Didn't have anything, anywhere to put this dirty Q-tip. This fool, somebody say hallelujah, even though the Bible said not to call him, had the nerve or the audacity to put his Q-tip in my coffee cup. And I was just going down my normal business, my daily coffee. I started drinking some coffee and felt this thing hitting up against my... Hallelujah. I laid hands on him in Jesus' name. He was never the same again. Somebody say praise the Lord. So if you ever bring a Q-tip in here, somebody say hallelujah. Keep away from my coffee cup. Amen.
Amen.
I'll have a special word for you. Amen. It's good, isn't it? Brother Jesse's been raptured. Hallelujah. But he left his laptop. Amen. Anybody got 50 bucks? Y'all think he's up here studying the word. He's up here playing these games with the sound down. No, there he is. Oh, I got a cup of coffee. Oh, he gave me a hot cup of coffee. Well, I'll cut your hair more often, Brother Jesse. Amen.
Please.
Somebody say hallelujah. I got two. That means y'all gonna have a real long service. No, he took that one away. Just leave it, Brother Jay. Oh, thank the Lord. Why don't you open your Bibles to Romans, the book of Romans. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know this is Gloria's birthday weekend. Hallelujah. I believe she's believing for somebody to buy a house. Amen. Some of you blessed people, come on now. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be blessed. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We're supposed to be blessed to give into every good work. Somebody say, thank you, Father. We'll get there, people. Amen. You know, the church of God is supposed to be a liberal place. Liberal meaning that we should always be willing to give. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And to bless and encourage. You know, and we shouldn't just wait for birthdays to do good things. Somebody say hallelujah. We should do it every week. You should be open to the Holy Ghost. Amen. Father, I tell you what, we should make a rule in here. You shouldn't come in here without a gift to give to somebody. And some of y'all get all sharp and all crazy. Hey, we'll go broke in this place. What does a candy bar cost? Go to the dollar store and buy yourself a box of Bose. You know, a little bag of Bose for $1.95. And then you stop and get yourself a Reese cup or a candy bar and put a little bow on it and give it to somebody. Amen. Could you know what would happen if you just practiced that? What would happen if you just practiced giving it? I don't want no balloons in here. Amen. They'll be popping balloons in church and all that stuff. But you know what would just happen if you just thought about somebody and say, Father, who can I bless today? You know that's a ministry. It doesn't have to be expensive stuff, and God will open. I mean, it could be small stuff. It's just a card. Come on now.
Amen.
Make sure it's sincere. Amen. Make sure it's sincere. Amen. But just small stuff, just to encourage people. How many of you had somebody do something small for you that really blessed you when you were down and out?
Amen.
Somebody did a really awesome thing. I came in here one night. I believe it was Sister Gloria. Amen. But she won't fess up. Amen. But if it wasn't her, amen, you slap her for taking your credit, amen. But somebody just left a little book up here one day. Just book, Brother Hagin, Book of Sermons. That was just the biggest blessing. Amen. It's small stuff that makes a difference. Come on now. A free Coke from McDonald's. Just to say, hey, I thought about you. Come on. Now, we're sitting up here hearing all this message about being blessed to give into every good work, being super abundantly and all this other stuff. And well, when does it start? When we start to be faithful with that which we do have. Now, y'all know I bake sweet potato pies, and my sweet potato pies are much better than Sister Jeanette's. Amen? Much better. She think, you know, I prayed about it. The Lord told me. Amen? No, I'm joking. But, you know, it's small stuff you can do just to encourage people, because ministry is roundabout. You know, we used to do, I don't know why I'm getting into this, because it's good. We used to think about stuff like that. I come up out of a community of people, we look for an excuse to be a blessing to somebody. If they had a yard, amen, one day get out there and mow somebody else's yard, amen. If we don't minister to one another, how are we going to minister to any? Come on now. Amen. You know, that's how Pastor Joel and Sister Dodie get out there at times. You know what, when they're feeling down, you know they feel down sometimes. You know, they got big needs and all this other stuff. And whenever they get overwhelmed with their great need or with their big problem, whenever they start to see their problem, amen, they just get out immediately and do something for somebody else. And thank God they know a lot of people, amen, that need something to be done for them. Small things. Come on. You know, we usually give stuff, but I want us to think about what we usually give. I usually give that one my attitude. Come on. I usually give this one my complaint. Phone's ringing. What didn't happen now? Somebody say glory to God. But wouldn't it be great if your phone rang and somebody just called and say, I just called to tell you I was having a great day. I was just calling to tell you, you know what happened to Brother Jesse? Don't you know he did something good today? Did you see Sister so-and-so? What would happen if we reversed the curse? Amen. And started to focus on the positive instead of the negative. Come on. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For now on, for every negative thing you hear, I'm going to put this on you. God help me. Amen. For every negative thing you hear, I pray that God won't let you rest till you seek out 10 good things.
Amen.
For every negative word you sow, may you sow 10 good things. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you know what will happen? Your life will change. And things will get better. You know, some of your friends will change. Because some of them don't like positive, the positive channel. Can't stand that. You've seen the witch, you know, when they put water on that witch in the Wizard of Oz, and she said, help me, I'm melting, I'm melting, I'm melting. You know your negative will be that way too. If you just make up your mind, you're going to be a blessing. Come on, say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We ought to be getting mad at each other because they wouldn't let you bless them. Amen. Great things will happen. Is that a good word of encouragement? That's all about community. You know, we don't have a big church, so we ain't got too much to worry about. Amen? Come on. And you have to think, well, I can't afford that. Well, think about what the last thing they got you, so it's better than what they got you. Somebody say hallelujah, so it'll do. Praise the Lord. It's quiet in here. I'm talking about practical things we can practice to make our life better, because we see each other 3 and 4 times a week. Come on. And I'm not going to walk in McDonald's and have nobody make my day. I shouldn't expect it. Amen? But when you walk in this place, amen, it should make a difference. You know, the church family should be even better than your natural family. This should be the place where you come and get refreshing and renewal. Amen? Just listening to somebody run their mouth for an hour ain't going to cut it. Hallelujah. I'm talking good. Go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. Church was, I enjoyed it. I taped it. Y'all going to get Sister Gloria. She was so good. We had some stuff around here. And she was on the TV talking this morning about some powerful faith stuff. The other side of faith. The other side of faith. And they were talking about how they had to believe God. And they said the first time in 10 years, they had got behind 3 months in all their bills. And just their television bill alone for 3 months was $6 million. And how she begun to let that thing mess with her. Come on now. Man, you know that's Sister Gloria. When it got Gloria Copeland wearing, that must be a bill. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They said, boy, it was just a trip how she had to go through all of that stuff. And how it began to stress her. And then she had to realize, and then we were talking about Friday night, sometimes you have to go back. Did you think about that when you saw it this morning? Sometimes you find yourself back in the same situation again. And she said what helped her get through that is they realized that in 1990 or 1991, they were there.
Amen.
And she had to remind herself. She said, look, we were here back then. We owed $6 million back there, and God brought us out then. And if he did it then, he can do it again. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell you what, I get up against some obstacles around this place. They don't seem so big anymore. I mean, I had some big ones, some big battles that we had to face. Amen. And I learned to fight those battles. And you know what? After you take that one down, you can handle anything.
Amen.
You know, I don't scream when things come in by the thousands anymore. Amen. I used to have $6,000 bill. You know, we had that $6,000 bill we had to get in 2 days. Amen. And everybody broke. Every single last person broke. And if we didn't come up with it, amen, we would have been in some rough shape. Amen. But you know, God came through. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He came through. Hallelujah. And didn't have to borrow a dime to do it. Glory to God. There were some other times. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm telling that before you even got around here. Amen. So we know that God can do it. Somebody say he can do it.
He can do it.
And do it again. And you'll find yourself just breezing through stuff. How many of you want to breeze through some stuff? I just want to encourage you this morning. Hallelujah. Go to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Somebody say the gospel is the power of God unto everyone. Is that true? No. See, that's what a lot of people are thinking. The gospel is the power of God to everybody. Well, to a certain extent. That means I can preach the gospel of God, and to some people it's weak. Some people it means absolutely nothing. We can sit out here and talk and talk and talk and talk. Just run your mouth, run your mouth. It is not the power of God to everybody. So when some people said, it didn't do anything for me, it didn't work for me, they're not lying, because it wasn't powerful to them. You know why? They don't believe.
Amen.
The gospel is only powerful to believers. Amen. That's how you can see people get in here and catch promises like this sister over here in that little white dress. I get so encouraged to see her. Amen. I got to watch giving people compliments. Amen. They're going to turn on you, girl. No, I got to cut it out. I got to throw a couple of negative ones at you every now and then. Amen. I got to catch myself. It's coming. No, Lord, help us, Father. But you see, sir, when they get in here and hear a promise and take it so quick and they get it. Why? Because the gospel of God is powerful to those that believe it. When you don't believe it, you take the power out of it. Come on. I can give you a dishwasher, but if you don't plug the dishwasher in, amen, you can put as many dirty dishes in there as you want to. It's going to be some nasty dishes in there. It'll get moldy, and there are a lot of people that got their stuff in God's appliances, amen, and the power's not on because they don't believe nothing. And they're sitting up there acting like it, amen. Got these electric stoves cooking eggs and bacon on it. Amen. Killing people because there's no power. Somebody say hallelujah. What am I talking about? No power. Faith activates and belief turns on the power of God. You can hear as much gospel as you want to. I mean, you can hear it till you're blue in the face. But until you start to get a belief in it and do something about it, that faith or that power of God will not be active. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now, this man said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, is he basically talking about what all those preachers on TV talk about? The old rugged cross, some of it, but that's not all of it. The gospel is just basically good news. Anything that Jesus says to you is gospel and it's good news. Come on. Anything that Jesus says to you is gospel and it's good news. You can't separate it out and take what you want and leave the other stuff out.
Amen.
The only good news I got that one day I'm going to fly away. Well, he did a whole lot more than cause you to fly away.
Amen.
Whether you like it or not. Somebody says, you're lightening the gospel. No, I'm not. I'm toughening it up. He did a whole lot more than that. He did a whole lot more than that. He died a whole lot more to save us from our sins and to deliver us unto righteousness. Amen.
Amen.
And you know what? It's usually the sinners that get mad when you say that. If that's all Jesus did, then you ought to be working it out with it. Amen? That you should have absolutely no sin. Come on. But he did a whole lot more than deliver you from your sins to take you to heaven. Amen. He died to give us a new way of living and a new way of life and a whole bunch of other doors that we can walk through if we'd only believe. But none of those promises will ever be activated for us until we start to believe them. Now it says, I'm not ashamed. Some say ashamed. How many of you have heard some things from God and you hear all this stuff preached and all these capabilities and all these possibilities that we can have, and you don't find yourself walking in them? Lord, have mercy. It's almost a shame, isn't it? God told you some promises, and you're too embarrassed to say it. Amen? You've been riding around that raggedy car for so long, and all of a sudden you're going to claim, God's going to do this for me. Amen? And you're too embarrassed to do it. Amen? You're ashamed to say all the things you're believing God to do. I'm not ashamed of the positive message or the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God. Somebody say the message or the gospel. How many of you know what the good news is? How many got good news? Anybody got good news from the debar of God? Do you know there's a debar of God that God wants to do things for you? But if you don't start to proclaim it and start to confess it and start to speak it and tell it to everybody else, come on, it's not going to work for you. And there are a lot of promises that God gives for you. You have to confess your way into receiving it. And sometimes it's delayed. Sometimes it takes a while. And sometimes you don't want to stick out there for as long as you need to. You start to get all quiet about it like you didn't say the wrong thing. My husband's going to be delivered. My husband's going to be saved. It's all going to work out. Yeah, when you first heard it, it was easy to say that. But 7 years later, 3 years later, 2 months later, come on. You don't want to say that no more because you're embarrassed. You're afraid somebody would call you a liar. God's going to work it out. Well, whatever happened? You ever met those? I love it when the devil comes around. You ever met those people? Whatever happened about what God said about this? Weren't you believing for this? Weren't you believing for that? Where is it? Come on. I am not ashamed. Somebody say ashamed of the good news. What's the good news that God wants to do for you? See, and so often we get caught up in the natural or caught up in what's going on right now that we miss the good news that God spoke to you. Amen. And you can't be ashamed about what God wants to do for you and what God wants to give to you. Amen? You got to proclaim it. Amen? And you've got to say it. And some of you have forgotten the good news because you're ashamed of the right here and now. Say, I'm not ashamed of the good news. It is the power of God. Somebody say hallelujah. That's the power of God. The good news, the promise of what God spoke to you, that is the power of God unto salvation to people that believe. I could get in here in a negative situation, usually say the direct opposite of what's going on. Amen. And people say, I don't believe that. Take the power right out of it. But the good news is that God's got a way. Amen. God's going to work it out. God's going to turn it around. God's going to deliver you. God's going to set you free. He's going to prosper you. He's going to work that situation out. Don't be ashamed of that message. Amen. Grab a hold of it and tell everybody else. And you'll start to believe it. And as soon as you start to believe it, the power of God will get activated on it and something will happen. Somebody say hallelujah. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. Hallelujah. For therein, go to verse 17. For therein, some say, in what? In doing this that I'm talking about. For therein is the righteousness. Some say righteousness. Don't you know there's a better way that we could all be living? We could have a brand new tomorrow. You could have a brand new tomorrow, a brand new today. You can have. You can deliver yourself from yourself. Somebody, how many need to be set free from yourself? How many, you ever had yourself get on your nerves? Amen.
Yes, amen.
You ever call somebody and say, oh, girl, I had to call you. I'm getting on my nerves. Somebody say, praise the Lord. There are some people that get on their own nerves. Somebody say, hallelujah. I had a friend who had a little son, and this son, name was Timothy. He was always upset about something that's so emotional. And he would, some kids, we'd play with him. This is when I was working in the Salvation Army. He would play with all the other kids. You know, and all of a sudden, somebody would say something or do something that just hurt his feelings. He'd come to Rod, because he was my favorite, amen, and he'd come crying.
Kelly hurt my feelings. Somebody hurt my feelings. Somebody say, hurt my feelings. Everybody say, hurt my feelings. And he would say that week and week, and every week he'd come around and I'd have to hug him. Well, one day he was playing all by himself down there in that same room, he and I by himself, and he came upstairs crying. I said, what's wrong, Timmy? I hurt my own feelings. He said, I hurt my own feelings. How many of you hurt your own feelings sometimes?
Amen.
Come on. I mean, it could be going great. You didn't get by yourself. Amen. I mean, you could have a great day. Nobody come by, and all of a sudden you hanging out by yourself before you know it, all beat up and worn out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hurt your own feelings. Well, you were all by yourself. What happened? You went in happy. You came out upset, discouraged, mad, depressed. Amen. Where'd you go? Oh, you've been hanging out with you, haven't you? I better leave it alone. So I say, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. Now it says, for therein. So say, for therein. For therein, in doing these things and hearing the message, believing the message, putting the power there, is a righteousness. Someone say righteousness.
Righteousness.
We can live righteous today. We can live righteous today. That means you can be doing the right thing. Amen. I know that's a little bit out there. You can be motivated to know that every single last thing you do, no matter where it is, it's the will of God. God's in it and it's right. Someone say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Someone say the righteousness. Therefore is the, listen, there, for therein is the righteousness of God revealed. Somebody say revealed.
Revealed.
Say revealed.
Revealed.
Glory to God. I don't understand which way is right. I don't understand how it works. But when you do that, when you hear the good news and don't get ashamed of it, even though it might be contrary to everything else that's going on in your life, you start to believe it, the power of God gets on it, then the righteousness of God will be revealed to you. There's something supernatural about righteousness, not just doing right and wrong and all that stuff. Come on. Righteousness means stuff just starts to work out when you don't understand how it works out. Come on. Hallelujah. Somebody say righteousness of God. That means, I mean, that's a shield about you when you're doing the right thing. Amen. Stuff should be going down, but it's still going on. Come on, say the righteousness of God revealed. What does it mean? I've never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging for bread. How many of you have ever had to claim that scripture when you've been down and out and it looked like you were supposed to go under, but for some strange reason, you're still afloat. You're still happy. Amen. You're still in the house, still driving the car. Come on. For therein is the righteousness. Leave me alone, Satan. This is the righteousness of God. We're going to stand no matter what. Somebody say hallelujah. Should be dead, but yet alive, looking better. Lost all that weight, getting better day by day. That's the righteousness of God.
Amen.
Shouldn't have worked out. It wasn't just a doctor. It was the power of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. For therein is the, when you start to live like this, you're going to find there's a righteous life where things just start to work out when you don't understand it.
Amen.
Come on. Come on. Stand up under anything. Somebody say, righteousness in God. Amen. They must be doing the right thing. Amen.
Amen.
Bring it on. But they're going to stand. For therein is the righteousness of God. Amen. Revealed. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now listen, it's revealed from faith to faith. And there are a lot of people that never see God's righteousness revealed because they refuse to live by faith.
Amen.
Somebody say, hallelujah. I tell you what, in stepping out to do the things that God told me to do, that was a step of faith. And as soon as I took that step of faith, there was a new era of righteousness that was revealed to me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, in every new degree, you know what? It gets easier. When you first start out, you think, oh, he'll never do that for me. Amen. I'm not worthy. Oh, I'm not right. It's not going to work out. Amen. Everybody else is telling me it will never happen. Amen. Then you just get out there from every area and you learn that it's not you, that it's only God. It's only his grace, his mercy, his power, and his will that does it. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
In every new level of faith that you take, there'll be a new degree of righteousness that he'll reveal to you.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. In every new area of faith or challenge that God puts you through, there is a new area of righteousness that he'll reveal to you. Now, what are you talking about righteousness? It's talking about who you truly are to him. See, the world wants to tell you you're unrighteous, unworthy, unfit, not ready, oh, inapt, all those things, and you'll tell yourself that. But as soon as you step out there in faith, you're going to find out what God wants you to know. I'm hearing it again, that God wants to introduce you to yourself. But you will never get to meet yourself in unbelief, doubt, amen, fear, apprehension. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. The real you is out there believing God and trusting God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith. Somebody say
from faith.
To faith.
Faith.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As it is written, somebody say the just. Come on, son, say just.
Just.
I like that. Now, that means, Corley, you know, all got it together. You know, justice, this, whatever. But you know what I like about it? For me, it means this. I'm just here. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Now, that's simple. I know that's out there. That's really out there. I've studied the book. I've been to Bible school, read some things. Amen.
Amen.
I know what the just thing is. Amen. But you know what? Roundabout, justice, just this. I'm just here. Just me and him. That's what it's all about. You go through all the trips and all the other stuff. Amen. I'm just here. Amen. I'm just doing what God told me to do. It's all based on him and me. Somebody say hallelujah. The just. Somebody say just. Ain't nothing about me. Nothing about me. Nothing about any pedigree. Nothing about any degree. Nothing about all that other stuff. Nothing about I don't do this. I qualify. Come on. I'm just here. Somebody say the just people. Somebody say hallelujah. God loves you just the way you are. Loves you too much to leave you that way. Amen.
Hallelujah.
But you're just here and you're just what he's looking for. Somebody say hallelujah.
Praise God.
Come on. Don't let anybody put you in a trip. Amen. That as soon as you do this, God will love you more. God will have. No, he loves you just the way you are because
Amen. You're
just what he's looking for. If he's God Almighty, sees everything, knows everything, can do all things, move mountains, split the Red Sea, don't you think he can find just what he's looking for?
Amen.
He don't have buck teeth, come on, and cross-eyed, amen? He can get the best girl. He can get the best man. Come on now. He's God. He has you because you're exactly what he was looking for.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. So say the just. Hallelujah. Say, I'm just his. He's not trying to make you like anybody else. Not trying to make you like anybody else. You're just what he was looking for. Amen. Handcrafted. You don't have to fix yourself up, look like nobody else, act like anybody else, preach like anybody else, speak in tongues. You got to speak in tongues, but not like anybody else. Come on.
Amen.
Some say just.
Just.
Shall live by faith. I like that. Amen. Somebody, I think that's good enough right where it is. I got a bunch of other stuff, but I'm going to leave y'all alone. Amen. I think that's a good start to go where we want to go. Don't you?
Amen.
I think that's a great start to go where we want to go. Amen. Don't be ashamed of the good message, the gospel of Jesus Christ. Don't be ashamed of yourself. Somebody say hallelujah. Humble yourself before God, but walk with your head up high.
Amen.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Some say, I'm just what he was looking for. Hallelujah. How many of y'all enjoying this today? Amen.
Amen.
There's a good message for you. Amen. There's a great message for you. Amen. Don't be ashamed of it. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, Brother Hagin gave a great prophecy. Y'all usually get out of here at 12 o'clock, but I'm just trying to round it up. Amen. So y'all don't fire me. Amen. Brother preached for 15 minutes. Time for him to go. Amen. No, I might get a raise. Amen. You know, some churches, the shorter they preach, the more money they make. Amen. Amen. Brother Hagin gave a prophecy. Wow. Powerful, powerful, powerful. Powerful, powerful, powerful prophecy. My gosh. Before I let you go, can I read that to you? Jesse, can you get my laptop real quick and open up Outlook on it? Amen. I want him to read you this prophecy. Then I'm going to let y'all go because we're going to keep you in on the end. Is that all right? And I'm going to leave you something to meditate with today. Tonight, when y'all come back, amen, we're going to be finishing this up. I believe.
If it be the will of God, amen, we'll finish it up. But who knows what will happen, amen. While Jesse's getting that, let's sing happy birthday to Gloria again. Any other birthdays today? When's your birthday, Jesse Dickinson? We missed that one, amen. Forgive me, brother. Y'all ready? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gloria. Happy birthday to you. How old are you now? Come on. How old are you? Okay. It's the C-Faith. Go to inbox. Y'all like it? This is a bad laptop. I tell you what. I'm going to pray for y'all and God will get you there. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. Crystal, where's your laptop? Amen. No, I'm sure. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at, you can go over here and go down. Somebody say praise the Lord. It's going to be good. It's going to be worth it. Slip over here. I'll do it myself. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, Jesse, you get a mic on for Jesse and do something. Amen. You're doing good. Amen. I don't want to get him mad. Y'all know he gets it mad sometime. Amen. Pray for me, church. Pray for me. Pray for me. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God. He's a good God. Wonderful Savior. Why don't you stand up and pray in the Holy Ghost as I'm getting this for you. How many of y'all glad that we let you in on some stuff? You know I could tell y'all a lot of stuff, but we go through a lot of stuff. And we weed through stuff, and I get all kind of stuff as a pastor mailed to you. Oh, this is what God's doing here, this is what God's doing there. And I'm like, yeah. But every once in a while you get something, amen, that you must be faithful to share with the body, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Read this. This was a word of prophecy that was delivered on February the 20th, 2002. You may be seated. Amen.
So close and yet so far away. Just one step in moving into the realm of the supernatural. But standing still will bring you no answer. Yeah, believe my word, saith the Lord. Act upon my word. Trust me. Let your confidence be in me, saith the Lord.
Why don't you slide away from the monitors?
You can just turn this
down. Just go to the center. Okay.
Okay. And I will speak to you by my spirit. I will bring unto you revelation by the word. I will bring unto you guidance and direction for the future. I will show you things to come. And the heart shall be glad, and thou shalt be blessed, and thine family shall be blessed, and thy neighbors shall be blessed, and everything that you set your hand to do will be blessed, and you will have much cause for rejoicing. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Some, instead of taking a step forward, have taken a step backwards and have backed away from the things of the Spirit. No, we don't want that. We don't want that kind of move in our church. Yea, when you grieve the Spirit, then he will not help you at all, and you will come to your life into disarray, and the enemy will take advantage of you. He will hold high carnival in your body. But yea, turning back to me, saith the Lord, with a true heart and with a whole heart, surrendering, thou shalt be blessed. And the anointing shall come upon you anew and afresh, and you will go forward from this place with a fresh anointing. And the Holy Ghost will commune with your spirit, and your spirit will pass that information on to your mind, and that which has seemed to be difficult will become easy, flowing with the Spirit, walking with God, manifesting his gifts, and so the glory shall come in a renewed manner, and the power shall be in evidence. And men's hearts shall be turned to the Lord. Thank you, Father. Some have said, we don't want that. We don't need that. Yes, you need everything that the Spirit has for you. You are not the one that can say we don't need that. Men's faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God, in the power of God, in the glory of God, in the gifts of God. Yea, right on the edge, right on the verge of entering into the greatest move that the world has ever seen, and yet many are drawing back. No, don't draw back. Step forward. Say, I am one. Put me down, Lord, put me down. I am one to obey you. I am one to walk in the Spirit. I am one to maintain a Spirit-filled life. And so thou shalt be blessed. Thy family shall be blessed. Thy children shall be blessed. And all that you minister to shall be blessed. Thank you, Lord. Decisions, decisions. This is the right decision. Will we go forward with our own plans? Will we go forward with the plans of men or the plans of man? Or will we go forward with the plan of God? Will we seek His face? Will we look to Him, get His mind, get His purpose, and then pursue it with all of our being? Or will we just stand still and say, that's not for me? I'll have no part nor lot in this matter and dry up. Or will we go with the Lord, or go with the Holy Ghost, go with the power of God, stir up the gift that's in thee? Or will we sit idly by and let the enemy take charge? Arise and enter in, for this is the day, this is the hour, this is the time, a time of visitation, a time of reviving, a time of renewing. And so there shall be a renewal of manifestations of the Spirit, as you have seen in time past. But then there shall be an extra manifestation. In other words, it will be multiplied. Not only multiplied in manifestation, but multiplied in results. And your heart will be glad. And there will be a song in your spirit. Your mouth will be filled with laughter. And the joy of the Lord will be your strength. And your health shall spring forth speedily. Yeah, hallelujah. My health, everybody say it. My health shall spring forth speedily. Some of you right now, if you're just determined to follow God, you'd find that the physical symptoms will disappear right this very minute. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, I'm healed. I don't know about you, but I'm healed. I'm whole. Glory to God. Listen and you'll live. Listen and you'll live. Listen and you'll live. Turn a deaf ear to Satan and you'll live. Learn to follow with the Spirit. Let Him leave His way, not only in your life, but in your services. Be yielded to Him. Have enough faith to step over into the realm of the supernatural, and He will honor you, and your words will come to pass. Hallelujah. Thank God. I don't know about you, but I'm healed. Obedience. Obedience pays rich dividends. Disobedience brings dismay and destruction. I'm one that obeys. Not my spirit rejoices, my mouth's full of laughter. The joy of the Lord is my strength. I'm strong and not weak. I'm healed and not sick. Glory to God. Turning point. I heard the Holy Ghost say turning point. I heard Him say this is the turning point. This meeting shall be the turning point in the lives of many who are present. Which way are you going to turn? Walking in your own way? Walking in your own plans, following your own pursuit, or are you going to turn wholeheartedly unto Him? Find out what His plan is. Take time to wait on God, not just a few minutes, but even a few hours if necessary. And when you hear His voice, then you'll rejoice and be glad, walking in the Spirit, walking in the light, walking in the glory, walking in health, walking where it's bright. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How many of you can just lift your hand and say to the Lord, yes? You know what I mean by that. Yes, yes, amen. Glory to God. As you go, turn and shake hands with your neighbor and say, I'm going with God. Now, this is another prophecy. You want me to read that?
One part that I knew was for them. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read it. Just read it. Y'all get this in your spirit. This is good stuff.
somebody.
I saw some things, and I heard him say we're about to move into a dimension of the spirit that most of you have not seen before. Some have touched it briefly and ministered there, but there will come a wave of glory, a wave of power. And we're on the verge, on the edge. The gifts and callings of God without repentance. He called you and gifted you, that is, empowered you, anointed you to minister in certain areas. Can we mute all the other mics if they're on and turn this down a little bit? Now the anointing will come in a stronger, and you will say and you will see, for the spirit of knowing and the spirit of seeing shall be in a greater measure than what you've seen heretofore. That which has been made manifest shall be restored and shall be added until the greater anointing and the greater manifestation shall flow like a mighty river. And so we're approaching that place. The question is, will you be one of them that will go, or will you be one that sits by the wayside and is left alone? It's up to you. It's up to you. It's up to you. As far as me and my house, we're going. We're on the way. It shall be even as I've seen it. I cannot describe it adequately. You would not understand it if I told you, no more than an Eskimo understands about palm trees, because you've never seen one. You would not understand it. But be open to the Spirit, and be ready and be yielded, for the manifestation shall come and the glory shall be revealed. Taking shape, taking form, again and again, like climbing a hill, we've climbed to the top. We've looked over into the valley and said, isn't that wonderful? We should have gone on, but instead we tarried and waited, and sometimes climbed back down the hill, but as for me, I'm entering in. In times past, because of a lack of knowledge, we got into some of these areas of the Spirit and got scared, afraid you couldn't get back. Enoch got over there. He didn't get back. He went on to heaven. While we're going over into the valley, full of his glory, full of his power. Oh, and I don't understand all I'm seeing. I don't understand it, but we will know, and we will understand, and we will walk with it. Now is the time, now is the day. The spirit of knowing and the spirit of seeing in great restoration is come. And great manifestation shall be in manifestation, even in a greater way than what you have ever seen or ever known. So be glad, rejoice, for it is committed unto you. Now what you do with it is your responsibility. He's getting us ready. He's doing his best to get us ready. Getting us ready for the days ahead. Awesome days, awesome times. In the world, perilous times. In the world, fearful times. But in the realm of the Spirit, in the kingdom of God, awesome times. And the kingdom shall be enhanced, and the kingdom shall be enlarged. And many will rise up in that day and call you blessed, because you were the light that shined in the darkness, and they responded to the light and are walking in the light. The past is gone and should be forgotten. As long as Satan can bring up the past, he'll rob you of faith, rob you of blessing. But the past, though it may be filled with failure, though it may be ordained with sin, yet it is gone. For he washes away, his blood is... He said in his word, I will not remember thine iniquities. I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions. Now start anew, knowing the past is all gone, it's all clear. You're in right standing with God, because you're standing right with God. Satan has no dominion over you. You have dominion over him. So go forth to exercise your dominion. Understand this. You have dominion only in your domain. You don't have dominion in the other man's domain. But in your domain, your area of life, you shall reign as a king. So what remains for us but praise? What remains for us but giving glory to his name? What remains for us but to thank him every day the same and walk in the Spirit? Be yielded to the Spirit and know that you are connected to the Spirit. He'll guide you into all truth. He'll show you things to come. Give heed unto that which is said. Listen not only with the ears of your flesh, but listen with the ears of your spirit. What he's saying to you and the revelation he's bringing to you. Life will be different. Life will be victorious. Everything around you and about you will change And many will look upon you and say, is that the same person? Is that the same pastor? Is that the same teacher? Is that the same preacher? He is so different. He has changed so. Yea, the Spirit of God causes us to be changed from one image into another, and causes us to flow from one spirit to another, and from one glory to another. So we rejoice. So we rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. We rejoice. And, okay. Is that good?
Y'all enjoy that. It's good to put the Word of God in your heart.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glorify the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. God, I thank you that your people are going all the way. They are holding nothing back from you, Father. Therefore, you're withholding nothing from them. Father God, they're increasing in every area of spiritual knowledge and wisdom and truth. Hallelujah. They're growing every day in you. Father God, I hear hearts say, I've made a decision. Glory to God. I've made a decision. I hear hearts saying today, I've made a decision to follow you, to trust you, to walk with you, and I'm never going to let you go. I love you, Jesus. I hear hearts saying that right now. I hear hearts over this room saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. And he says back to you, I love you too. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Ha, 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 ha. And he says, I'm looking for a way to show you. Glory to God. Glory to God. It's real, it's true, it's just, and it's right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. So, Father, love your people. Keep your people. Cherish your people. Be good to them and keep them in your care and in your watch. In Jesus' name, and bring them back safely tonight with hungry, open hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Love some people before you go. Do you like that word, Brother Jesse?